Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
840 here on WPHM. Nice looking day out there. It was teased Thelma Castillo with the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce that she brings the Chamber of Commerce weather. It's not warm, but it is sunny, so it looks nice, right?
Well, you know, sun always makes everyone feel so much better, Paul.
It does. We haven't seen a lot of it this summer, so when we get a sunny day, or this winter, it's pretty nice. Boy, you've got a full calendar this month, don't you?
We sure do. You know, we like to really keep going, provide lots of opportunities for our members to engage with one another, to do business with one another, and really enjoy their membership.
I want to talk about the business after 5 tomorrow, but first I want to mention, and I know this is a sold-out event, everybody's already got their tickets, it's happening in just a little while, but today is International Women's Day.
Yes, it is, and it's celebrated around the world on March 8th, so it's always on March 8th, and actually March is the month that they celebrate women's history as well, and so then we have an additional celebration, and this is our third annual International Women's Day luncheon. We started actually during COVID because we had some time and we decided we could do this one online and it was a success. And so then we said, well, once we got into the mix of things and put it into the schedule, it's much easier to continue to do it. And, you know, we've really had some great success with it. People come out, they want to hear the stories of all the fabulous people in our community, mostly women. Today we have a male on the panel, but most of the time it's women focused, and it's not because we're just trying to focus on women. It's just to highlight some of the great stories. And one of the great stories that we have that I don't think people really, really know about is Bina West. Mm-hmm. And Bina was one of our founding members for our chamber. Back then, in 1917, just imagine what was going on. And I was reading a little bit about her biography. And, you know, she was born here in St. Clair County, and she had a business. And in one decade, she got 100,000 members, women members for her business, which is Women's Life.
Yeah,
amazing.
It really is. I mean, we drive by that building on Military Street all the time. Big, beautiful building. But, you know, when you stop and learn a little bit more about Bina West, it's amazing.
Yeah, and she was just a delight person, a delightful person. And she really helped put the chamber together. So we're pretty proud that we have a founding member that continues to be a member for us throughout all those years. And, you know, they're very involved with us. They're, you know, Crystal Mosier does a great justice to their organization. She's everywhere, and she's just a joy to be around.
Well, in a chamber that's still very active, and every month you get your members together for business after 5, and tomorrow it's going to be at everybody's favorite new old location, right?
Right, the Brass Rail. Everyone's really excited. You know, we encourage people to sign up so we always can tell the sponsors how much food to make or how many people are going to be in their building. And, you know, not everybody follows the rules, and people come and it's fine. But we've already had about 50 people sign up for this one. So I think it's going to be a great event tomorrow night from 5 to 7 at the Brass Rail on Huron Avenue. And it's going to snow tomorrow night, so it's not going to be a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, but I think people are still going to come out and enjoy it.
Well, and I think that snow is going to hold off for a while, so you should be able to have your event with no problems. That is a place that is just iconic to Port Huron. It is part of the fabric of the community, isn't it?
It sure is, and I'm glad that they're keeping a lot of the same, you know, the things inside the bar, the icon stuff. People, you know, it's like Bonner's. You go to Bonner's, it's Christmas every day, and you go in there, and sometimes it's Christmas every day. But I understand they're changing it to some of the themes. Like during Valentine's Day, they had a lot more hearts and stuff in there. So they're doing a really good job. They're trying to shake it up a little bit, keep some of the old stuff, but also, you know, bring in entertainment and different types of activities. And, you know, they're really understanding that they got to cater to the market.
One of the chamber's biggest events of the year is an event that was last week, the State of the County address. A lot of people at that, and really a pretty good forecast for St. Clair County. Huh?
Absolutely, Paul. And, you know, I was so proud to have so many people in that room, and the whole makeup, the presentations, the screens, the videos, everything. It was so electrifying because, you know, we go to these other communities and we see all the gadgets and everything. We're like, when are we going to be able to do that? And I really think that with Gino's help from the Blue Water Convention Center, we really did do a fabulous job. We had Michigan Digital there that was doing all the video stuff and making sure that you could hear the speakers because, you know, the acoustics sometimes aren't very good in some of these buildings. And it's such a shame because they have such a great message and then you can't hear them.
Yeah.
But we had people there from Macomb. We had people there from the metro area. You know, we had the CEO from AT&T there and we had DTE there. And, you know, it's just a fabulous opportunity to celebrate all the successes that this county has endured these last couple of years.
Absolutely. It's been a fun and exciting time. Brass Rail tomorrow, 5 to 7, business after 5, come one, come all. And if you're not a chamber member, you can still come out and check things out and maybe kind of dip your toes in the water and find out what the Chamber of Commerce is all about, right?
You may not be a chamber member, but you might have some friends there that you might want to see and then you might want to join.
There you go. That's the way it works. Thelma, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Enjoy the sunshine today.
I will.
All right, Thelma Castillo with the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce on WPHM.